Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans. And wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back to another edition of PJ Sports Talk. Today we will be talking about the upcoming NHL season. It's actually in full swing now, but I'm going to be talking about what I'm looking forward to seeing with the Lightning, of course, and as well as my NFL picks. So let's get right into this. Of course, with the Lightning, I'm really excited because they went to the Stanley Cup Finals last year, and they lost there. But you know, they did put up a really good fight against a really good team, and I'm really happy about that. And I just hope that they can do better this year. And honestly, I think they will. You know. They are a very good team, very young team, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how they play. They just played against the Florida Panthers, I believe it was Saturday, and won 3-2. So that was pretty cool. And you know, and then they beat the Stars 3-2 on Thursday, and I think, and then they beat the Penguins, or the Penguins beat them 4-2. I think that was the opening game on Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I am mistaken. Let me see here. Yeah, and then the Stars beat them 6-3. So, I mean, they're doing okay. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they play. But we shall see. We shall see. But anyway, we're going to be talking about NFL picks right after this quick commercial break. Welcome to PJ Sports Talk.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. Welcome back. We are talking about NFL picks and what's going on here. Of course, the Bucks. We actually went to the game at the beginning of the game and left midway through because it was rainy and the game was turning bad, and right now they're losing 24-10. Let's get into these NFL picks. To start off, we have the Colts and the Texans on Thursday Night Football. I'm going to go with the Colts on this one. You know, Andrew Luck should be back and healthy, so, you know, that should be good. Of course, they have Matt Hasselbeck starting today. Need to look at how he's doing. We do know that Andrew Luck is a very, very good quarterback. So, moving on, we have the Chiefs and the Bears. I'm going to go with the Bears in this one. Their defense seems to be stepping it up, and, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing how they do throughout the season, even though I do want them to lose because the Packers are amazing, right? So, then we have the Seahawks and the Bengals. I'm going to go with the Seahawks. They did win last year's they lost last year's Super Bowl, but, you know, they're still a very good team. And even though they are slacking off this year, they should be able to beat the Bengals. Then we have the Redskins and the Falcons. I'm going to go with the Falcons. The Redskins just don't seem to be doing very good lately, and you know, they just keep on sticking with RG3, and I don't get it. It baffles me as to why they are doing that. Then we have the Jaguars and the Bucks. I'm going to go with the Bucks. The Jaguars aren't a bad team, but I just hope the Bucks bounce back from this. I think it's a loss versus the Panthers and come back to win in Tampa Bay with the Jaguars. So, but we shall see there. Moving on, we have the Saints and the Eagles. I'm going to go with the Eagles on this one. I think they still are a very dominant team, and they should do pretty well. Then we have the Browns and the Ravens. I'm going to go with the Ravens. The Rams and the Packers. This is a game that I'm looking forward to because, you know, both these teams seem to be doing pretty good throughout the first part of the season. And, I'm happy to see that these two are facing off against each other. Then we have the Bills and the Titans. I'm going to go with the Bills. The Bills are looking good, and I think they could be possibly a playoff team. Then we have the Cardinals and the Lions. I believe the Cardinals are the best team in the league right now, right up there with the Packers. I actually think the Packers are above the Cardinals, but just by a little bit. Not that much. So then we have the Patriots and the Cowboys. I'm going to go with the Patriots. The Cowboys are also a very good team. This will be a game I'm looking forward to next week. Then we have the Broncos and the Raiders. I'm going to go with the Broncos in this one. They still are a top-tier team, and I think that they can win this game, and take it away. So, and then we have the Niners and the Giants on Sunday Night Football. I'm going to go with the Niners. And, again, they still are a very good team. Then we have the Steelers and the Chargers. I'm going to go with the Steelers in this one. The dream team at the beginning of the season didn't look so good and looked more like a nightmare instead of a dream. So I think the Steelers will still win this one. Anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of PJ Sports Talk. The place to be every Sunday at 3. I'm your host, PJ. We'll see you next week. Remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk.